Democratic candidate for governor J.B. Pritzker is in Bloomington for another stop at the Laborers Local 362 Hall, the same place he stopped in August to pick up a big union endorsement. Before that event, Pritzker joins us during Sound Ideas to talk about his early frontrunner status in the Democratic race to presumably take on Governor Bruce Rauner. Pritzker is the co-founder and managing partner of the Pritzker Group, a private investment firm with offices in Chicago and Los Angeles. He's an entrepreneur, investor, and philanthropist. Forbes puts his wealth at $3.4 billion. J.B., thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Glad to be here.
Why do you want to be governor?
Well, everything that I care about, I think everything that we as Illinoisans care about, is under siege by Bruce Rauner and his partner in Washington, Donald Trump. You know, I've worked for so many years to expand school breakfast across the state for kids in low-income school districts and to make sure that kids were getting early childhood education, particularly at-risk kids. I helped to build a museum that teaches kids to fight bigotry and hatred and intolerance, and I've created a lot of jobs in a nonprofit small business incubator called 1871, not to mention the work that I've done to build my own business and create thousands of jobs there. All of those things, frankly, under the current leadership in Springfield and Washington, are being torn apart. You know, Donald Trump wants to wipe away school breakfasts and early childhood. Same thing with Bruce Rauner. You know, we have to make a change in this state and put Springfield back on the side of working families.
Was there a trigger for you, something that happened in the state or on the national level that said, I'm going to move from the private sector to the public sector, I want to be governor?
Well, yes, but let me be clear that I've spent many, many years doing public service, both in government and in the private sector. You know, I ran the Illinois Human Rights Commission, which is the state's civil rights court. I worked in Washington on Capitol Hill for two United States senators, including our senior senator at the time, Alan Dixon. And then as a private citizen, you know, just making sure that we're focusing on issues, getting bills passed, like expanding those school breakfasts and early childhood. In all of those ways, I've been engaged in public service. So when you talk about why would you run now, what's the trigger? Well, there's no doubt that we've now spent 2.5 years under a failed governor, and no jobs are getting created. Schools are getting worse. They're not being funded properly. Healthcare is being taken away at the federal level, and nobody's protecting it at the state level. These are the things that trigger me, and frankly, the reasons why I decided to jump in this race.
You're spending a lot of your own money on the campaign. The Chicago Tribune reported in June that the amount is over $14 million. You've had some strong labor support, early labor support. Are labor unions supporting you in part because they can use their money to then fund other races?
Well, I think labor unions chose to support me because I've stood with working families for my whole life. You know, my parents were social and economic justice advocates. They were teaching us that at a very young age, and I was walking door to door for progressive Democratic candidates with my mother when I was just a little kid, frankly. When I was 11 years old, I started knocking on doors, licking envelopes and stamps back when you did that, even younger than that. So I think that labor unions have seen that I've worked well for, you know, on the national level, helping candidates and helping make sure that we're passing bills that are good for those families. And then, you know, I've been a good employer. I have the endorsement of the labor unions that represent the workers at our places here in Illinois. And I've got a good relationship. I think they also think that I have a good chance of winning. And I think those things together led them to make an endorsement in June.
J.B. Pritzker is running for the Democratic nomination for Illinois Governor. J.B., thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy.